Are up to, we're learning the concept of Umin Koine B'Shevach HaKeli. Abasi says that when a tradesman goes ahead and approves a Keli, that improvement belongs to the tradesman, and then he, when he gives it back, he gets, it's like he sells back the improvement, and that's what we're getting paid for. The Tzadik Ches Amad Bey is on the bottom, the very bottom of the page.
Two opinions. One is that he's selling the improvement.
One is a wage.
He's paid for
labor. Right. And we said that Pshat and our Mishnah is a difference if you gave wood. If you gave wood to the Umin to make a box and he breaks it, he's potter, according to Rabasi. You know why he's potter? Because he owns the improvements. So he broke his what he owns. But if you gave him a box and said, you know, put a nail in there or something, you know, finish it up, then he's only on a wage, and if he breaks it, he has to pay.
So if you employ him, befeirish, you're doing this job as a per hour rate as a, on a wage.
Oh, they don't talk about it. If you say per hour rate, it's a wage. Then you owe
him. Then if he breaks it, he's chayev.
Yeah. Layman Misayele, let me tell you, I can bring a proof. Hanoisin Tzemilitseva, somebody gives wool to a dyer. He puts it in a pot, and the way you dye something is you put it in a pot, you cook up the dyes, and the dyes, the color seeps into the fabric. But here the pot burnt the whole thing. We're deciding to test it on top of the page. Noisin Loy Dmei Tzimra, he has to reimburse him and pay him back the money for the wool. It says to make Tzimra in, he's paying back the money for the wool, he made Tzimra Mishmachalai. But you don't pay him back for the wool and the improvement. Now, why don't you pay back for the wool and the improvement? First they got dyed, they got improved, and then they got burnt. So, on top of the page, I tell some Ralph. So, why doesn't he have to pay for the dye? Is that I? Because the dye belongs to the Umin. The Umin, that improvement belongs to the Umin, doesn't pay for it. You don't have to pay for what the guy originally gave him, which is the fabric. You're not talking about it. There's no improvement. How could there be no improvement? You're going to say, Dich, Bish, Asnafila. As soon as he entered the pot, it was so hot, he made it too hot, it burnt the wool. The Lekka Shvacha, there was no Shvach. But if there would have been Shvach, you have to pay for that as well. So what do you tell me if it burnt after the filler? No, there was a Shvach. So what would you hold? You have to take a pay for the shvach. In other words, you hold the Umin is not kind of the shvach keli. Lame Shmuel, less than Ravashi comes out. The Shmuel is not good with Ravashi. Ravashi and Ravashi. And Rashi says that Shmuel is a dayin. We always pass the Shmuel when it comes to dinim. So we should listen to Ravashi. Omel Shmuel. Hochemaiskinen ki going the tzemer v'samonin the balabayis. No raya. Maybe the wool and the dye belongs to the balabas. Therefore, if he ruined the dye, then he has to pay because it's not his dye. Therefore, what is he doing? He's only getting paid a wage. In other words, when the materials, all the materials are the other guy, when it comes to wood, even though all the materials are the other guy, it takes skill. If I'm putting in skill, then the skill is mine. The shvach is mine. But there's no skill. You just put in a pot and let it sit there for an hour, a few hours.
Cannon.
No. The Gemara learns there's no skill here. Everyone used to die in those days. You could grasp whatever they used to take and put in the dye. And therefore, the Gemara says it's skill there isn't. Novos, so what's the Shabbat? What's yours? The dye. If it's not skill, then it's the dye. The dye is yours. So therefore, the improvement is yours. Even though the improvement might be worth $20 and the dye is only worth $5, you have that. You own that $20 worth of improvement.
The dye is from the balabos.
Then you have nothing. Then you're a wage. Then you're a wage.
Then you're a wage. Then
you're a wage. Exactly. So why does it say over here only pay back for the wool? You should pay back the wool and the dye. If we're talking about the dye belongs to Balabas. Shmuel's only playing around. And Tesis finds it hard to understand. If Shmuel didn't agree to Avasi, why would he try to take away a price that supports him? Toshma coming here. I know he said we're still trying to prove whether the Umin, the tradesman, actually owns the improvement and he sells it back to the customer. Or not. I know he said talis alumin. That's what the whole lot's going to be about. So he gives a talis to a tradesman, Gomrei. The tradesman finished it, Vahidiya, and let him know, by the way, I finished your job. I feel the mechanic was 10 days later, and the person, the customer, you know, the tailor says you have to pay back, you have to pay straight away, but not in this case, because I have security against the loan, because I have the talis. I didn't give it back to you yet. But what about Nostnula? If I gave you back the talis, even Bechatziyem, noontime, Kivan Sheshoka, all of Chama, soon the sun sets, Oyvah Shabbasol, and you delayed paying me, Oyvah Tol. Now, these are like, you can tell me, Umin Kaveh Shabbakeli. If you can tell me, Umin Kaveh Shabbakeli, am I Oyvah Shabbasol? Why are you Oyvah Shabbasol? Okay, if you can't show a Kaylee.
So says he has received some sort of payment, or
no? But if Umi can't show a Kaylee, I mean, what do you owe me? I'm selling you something. It's not just about selling by sale. If I sell you a property and you pay me in 3 months, you're only about talent. Only a worker. So if they're telling me that anything that I earned when I improve something of yours is purely a sale, I'm selling you back that improvement. So what kind of talent is it here? It's a kasha on Avasi. We're not talking about over here an improvement. We're talking about a begarda, the sarbala. All he's doing is combing the hair. The leka shvacha. There's no improvement. If there's no improvement, what are you paying me for? A wage. And a wage is about talent. The only time we say that it was an improvement to the item, not if there's no improvement to the item, I'm just cleaning it for you or something like that. Why do you give it to me? To make it softer. To make it softer so that, why do you want me to clean out, to separate the hairs, to make it, to disentangle it, to make it softer so you can put a dye in afterwards? There is an improvement in it. That is an improvement for this item. You actually hired me to bang it. And bitcha b'mosad, every bang is worth a dollar. So that's not improvement, that's a wage. A wage is by the hour or by, I tell you, every time you give it a smack, you know, so you're softening it, you get a dollar. The heinous chidah, that's a wage. Said the Gemara, remind us, I'll get the item you called away, you thought in the beginning. The le'agra le'bitche, that indeed wasn't hired to bang it, but rather that what? There was some kind of improvement. That what? I told you what to bring me back an approved item. That's called a kablin. A wage is I pay you by the hour. If it takes you 3 hours to do it, 3 hours. If it takes you 10 hours to do it, 10 hours. A kablin is, I tell you, this is the job. I think it'll take 5 hours, but the job is to soften this thing here, and I'm giving $100 for it. Then you're a kablin, because no matter how long or fast you do it, you're going to get paid the same amount. That's right. The question is the din of Baal Solon also applied to a kablin? If you have, you hire somebody by the hour, you got to pay him that night or the next morning if you work at night. But what about you give him a job to do? A kablin. Do you also have to pay him as soon as he finishes? Like a contract or I want you to make a cup for me.
End of the job.
So but is there Baal Tolin or not? Do we view it as a wage or not?
Is it
a wage or is it something else? Misayel Rav Sheish, it's a clear from me. What there is Baal Tolin proves supports Rav Sheish. The boy Min Rav Sheish, the Kablon is Baal Tolin. He was asked by the Kablon, is Baal Tolin. Rav says Oyver. Now Luchayda, this conflicts with Rav Asi, because a Kablon Luchayda is like an improvement. A guy is like a trader doing an improvement. He has a job to do, and you're telling me that according to Rav Sheish that there is Baal Tolin. No, he looks at it as a wage. He looks as a contract, as a wage. What Rav Asi looked at it as an improvement, as a sale. I can find you a case where there's a kablan and there's no improvement. For example, you're a freight carrier, and I say I'm paying you $20 for this envelope to get to that place. But how long it takes to get there? You can walk, you can go by bike, you can go by plane. It's up to you. So therefore, it's a kablan, but there's no improvement. So Rav Sheish Lav Tafki's arguing about Asi. He's talking about a case where there's a kablan, no improvement. There's a wage, and that wage, whether there is Baal Tolin or not, and he says yes. Let us say Ketanoi. Let us say this. All machlek is a Tanoi. Asli Shidi, make for me bracelets and the zomim and those bands with taboys and rings. But Kaddish Allah, she says, and the money that I owe you, you're going to be meichel me, and that's how I'm going to be Kaddish to you. That's what you're giving me. You're improving my these things. As soon as he makes it, she's mekudir amir. Chum disagree. They say any mekudir actually give mamli until the mamli cuts her hand. Which money? We're talking about the rings itself. What amir holds even before he gave her the rings, she's mekudir. How? What did he give her? My mamon, ilay ma oisam mamon. That money, mekudir amir. So oisam mamon loyal. My mekatcher. So what's he giving her? If he didn't give her back the ring, so what's he mekatcher her? Elavaz pshita. So the amir holds he gave her this ring, and Chum say my mamon mamachi. You can't use the ring. You got to give something else. What's the machlekes? This varu, we thought, kuli yama, now there's a big machlekes. When you hire me to do a job, how does it work? Let's say you hired me to build for you a house. There's two ways of looking at it in halacha. One is that every brick that I put on, you owe me already another dollar and just keeps on building. I'm not going to pay it to the end, but it's like a loan. As soon as I put the first brick on, you owe me the whole house is $1,000, 1,000 bricks. As soon as I put the first brick in, it's a dollar. Second brick is a dollar, but you're not going to pay me yet, but you owe it to me as a loan. So that's called Yeshna Lischidus Mitchilava Atsaif. The Schidus is beginning to end. Other way of looking at it is no. You're not chai to me anything until I finish the job. You owe me nothing. And when you owe for the job, that's when you owe me the money. So the Chayda, everyone holds. No matter contract, but how do you understand the contract in halacha?
I'm employing you to give me a completed house. I don't want a quarter house, I don't want a half house,
exactly.
I want a full house.
And I owe you nothing until then.
Until it's complete.
Yeah, I owe you zero. That's the second. The first approach is I owe you pro rata, but I don't have to pay you till the end, but I owe you pro rata.
The first thing, the pro rata is a funny view.
Why? I'm building the house for you. Why shouldn't you owe me the money already?
I pay you to put up three bricks.
But every day that I worked for you,
yeah,
I
you owe me something. Two ways of looking at it.
I've been working for 2 months now building your house. You didn't pay me a cent yet.
Mr. Rua de Kuliyama, right now we think everyone agrees, Yeshnei, Lizchidis, Mitchila, Matsev. Right now we think everybody agrees that it's Prorata. Ude Kuliyama, everyone agrees on Makaji, Milvigadeshes. Now, if he says to her, you know, the money, if she says to him, the money you owe me, what do you call it? He says, you know, he says to her, the money you owe me because I just built you this house. You can keep it, and you'll be mekudesh with that. We know that's called. She owes him money alone, and he says, you know, you can have that loan. She's not mekudesh because what's he giving her? He's not giving her anything. The money he lent her yesterday, and today, would you want to mekudesh with what? You're not giving her anything unless he said hanos. Oh, if he clearly spells the hanor that you feel today, the satisfaction from not having to pay, right, having written off, then you're getting something now. But if I didn't use the words hanos mechilas milva, I just said here, habakadosh b'milva, you mekudish the $100 you owe me, keep it, and you mekudish me, she's not mekudish, as a bayis says, nevom abezer. My laugh, so what's the machleik is, b'umen koine b'sheva keilim ifugi, who owns the improvement of the ring? The man owns the improvement of the ring. So when he gives her the ring, he gave her something that was his, because he owns part of the ring. She owns the material, but he owns the improvement. But Rabbanu Savri ain't no mekadosh keli. He doesn't own it. She owes him just money on it. It's not his at all. So therefore, he needs to give other money if he wants to mekadosh her. So this Rav Asi is a machlekes tonight. Take more love, Dafka. A few different ways of looking at it. Look, I can give you a few different ways. Number one, kuli am everyone holds ain't umen kain the b'shava keli. Umen has nothing of the ring. And Elohocha, and this goofy machleik is b'yeshna l'schidus mitchila v'atzayf. Is the schidus from beginning to the end? Come with me. A maid hold, that's not alone. If it be alone, a chacham hold that it's a pro rata, and therefore when he gives it back to her, he's saying, you don't have to pay me. What's he giving back? Alone. And he can't be mekudesh. But a maid holds, she doesn't owe the money until he finishes the job. And as soon as she owes him the money, as soon as she's about to owe him the money, he gives it to her. So it never became alone. If he gave her something. The mayor held aimless chidas elabasayif. He didn't, because until he finished the job.
The ring.
As soon as he finished the ring, he gave it to her. he gives her the actual ring. He said, and now you're going to be chayim imamin. But you're not, because I'm giving you the ring. So therefore, I'm not giving you a milvah. It's something happening right now. The rabban held yesh chidas elabasayif. So it's a loan, therefore not. The question is, even if you learn this chidas is not until... Even according to Meir, yes, it's a loan, but the last thing that he did is worth a pruta, and that last thing happens right now, and he's giving her that. Why do you say he's giving her nothing? You're saying the whole thing he's giving her a loan. According to Achamim, you're not chayv till the very end, and therefore he gives it to her, she should be... according to the Meir, you're not chayv till the very end, so when he gives the ring, so therefore there's no loan. Achamim says, no, it's pro rata, and therefore it's a loan, and Kadmiel Kadeshas. But even pro rata, the last thing that he did, it wasn't chayiv till he finished the last thing, and that he gave her now. So why is it because of that thing according to Rabban?
Why is it
Rabban said because? The answer for that is because that last thing was the chilkis. If you hold that you're not chayiv until I finish the job, it doesn't mean when I put the last brick in you're chayiv. You're not chayiv until I give it back to you, and therefore I'm giving it back to you. That the loan hasn't started yet, but I'm telling you right now, it's for your kedusha. But if you hold as pro rata, that means every step of the way you become chayiv. When you finish the last thing, the chayiv starts then, before I gave it back to her. So it's a loan. From the moment it finished till the moment I gave it to her, there's a loan already. It's too late.
But he owns the Shevach Kalim, right? The woman owns the Shevach Kalim. So she gave him a piece of gold worth $100.
No. The motor right now says everyone holds nobody's own, not Kohen Shevach Kalim. Everyone holds not like Ravasi. That's the first answering motor. Everyone holds not like Ravasi, that your woman owns nothing in this thing here. Nothing. It's the money that she owes him that he's giving back to her when he gives her the ring. He's being meichel. But is it a loan? Then it's not a mekudushin. But if you learn it's not a loan because she's not chayiv until the very end, till you give it to her. In that same moment, he gives it to her and says, you're mekudush, then you are mekudush. That's how we're learning now.
Oh, so she gives him $100 worth of gold and he turns it into a $500 ring. And so he owns $400.
He owns nothing. He owns zero.
Nothing according to the,
everyone holds, woman is not, not Falun Gravasi. That's answer number one.
So with what is he koina then?
He's not koina anything. She owes him money. The money that she owes him.
The wage that you owe to me, I'll be Meichel, and that's right. Makudish with that.
That's right. So the question is if it's an outstanding loan, then it's not
Kedushin. It's nothing to do with Shevach Kalim.
Nothing. Right now, everyone holds it's not working. Ibai's him noch enter. The Kuliyama, everyone holds Yeshner, Lizchidis, Midchilov, Atsayf. Everyone knows that one. That is pro rata. So Lizchidis is a house in the Kuddish. The Hocha be Makadim Milmukadash. That's Kufis of Machlekas. Can you be Makadish alone? I may have said Makadim Milmukadash. You could be Makadish alone. Rabban Sovah Makadim Milmukadash. Simple. Rabba comes along and says, told you a long lot. Rabba comes along and says, Kuliyama, everyone holds Yeshner, Lizchidis, Midchilov, Atsayf. Everyone holds. That is chiddus from beginning to the end. The kuliyam there is chiddus from beginning to the end, which is why this alone. And everyone hold mekadesh, but ain't mekadesh. It doesn't work. No vas kuliyama ain't no mekayin. The b'shava keli el hachem. I'm talking about over here. Going to hoysel noif mishaloi. He added a little diamond, a little ruby to this ring. Now the question is: the ring itself was worth $500. The little piece that he added on was worth $50. He said, "Here, you mekudesh to me." Now the ring part of it, she's not mekudesh because it's alone. Everything else. But the ruby he had, of course, you're Mekudesh. If he would have said you're Mekudesh to me with the ruby on the ring, you'd be Mekudesh. But he didn't say that. He said you're Mekudesh to me with the ring. So here's called Mekadesh Bemilvul Beprutah. What is she thinking? Is she thinking that I've got both back and I'm Mekudesh to him because of that? Then she's not Mekudesh. But if she's focused on the thing that he added, then she is Mekudesh. That's the question. That's the Machlekes will have a Sanhedrin to Shalom Melech and David, why the big fight, what's all started on this halacha. Rameh holds Milva Shomel didn't think that he was in Kurdish to his daughter Michal. Rameh Sava Milva Uprute Daita Prute and the official Kurdish he focuses on that what he added says Mekudesh. But I bought a Milva Lata Milva. Or we plucked out the it's an oyim, the time we learned. If he says, then for the wages that I did for you in the past, she's not Mekudesh because it's alone and alone, of course you can't be Mekudesh. But if he says, Bescharsha Es Imach, what about the money that I will earn in the future? Mekudesh is why? Because we hold. The Tanakhama holds that you don't owe the money until the very end. And as soon as you owe me the money, I'm giving it to you straight away. So therefore, it's Mekudesh. I'm not saying Mekudesh is because he holds the what? It's pro rata, so it's alone, and therefore, not Mekudesh. The Choshkin Bezchash is what happened yesterday. Sure, it's alone. But so that's what they're arguing about. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I agree with you that but where I disagree with you is the I hold that if he added something, he should be Mekudesh because he's focused on that addition. Not like you hold that even then she's not from Mekudesh. And what explains? They're arguing about Schiddes, whether it's prorata, whether it's at the end. When there's a loan and there's a pruta, what do you focus on? Now this is very interesting. Tovach, you went to a butcher, you brought your animal to the butcher, to the sheikhet, and you said, Uman, you're a tradesman, shech me my animal, but what he did was a kilkul, he made a treif. So the shayl is, does he have to pay or not? Chayiv l'shalim, he has to pay. So Shmuel says, he has to pay. Why? For two reasons. First of all, maziku, he ruined your good animal. And second of all, we're talking about even a tradesman who had a right to shecht, and he ruined it, so he has to pay. There's no indemnity, and pesheu, he was negligent. What's going on here? Now the Gemara is going to learn. We're going to see soon. There's a difference if a guy does it for free or if he does it for he gets paid. If he does it for free, he's like a shei mechinim, which is only chai for negligence. Yes, only chai if it's negligence. It's not negligence, even though he ruined it. Too bad. But if he gets paid, he's like a shei mesachar. A shei mesachar is responsible already for gneiva v'aveda, even if it's not negligence. But if it's an accident, you're chayiv to pay. Like your cleaners, if they ruined it for you, you're chayiv, they're chayiv to pay, unless it's a major accident. Then if it's an oinus, a real oinus, then we say that they're potter. But otherwise, they're chayiv. So that's a distinction that we're going to learn halacha. So he says here, he says, mazik and pesheh. The Gemara, lecheide, what's going on? I'm a mazik, why do you need to say both? So I skip the line. As if he said to him, you know why he's a Pesheya? He says, if he didn't listen to my instructions, I told you Shech Kasha and he Shech the Treif. I told you to Shech on the right side, he Shech on the left side. And we had before, if I tell you to do black, you did red, you're like a Ganef. Maziku, Pesheyu. If I'm a Lomel, the name of Maziku, Pesheyu, where to say both? Say a Maziku, say a Pesheya. Says, what does he say? I'm a Maziku. I would have thought, Hani Mili, Hechrikov, Bizchar. I would have thought only if he gets paid for it. Therefore, what he's a mazik because he's a shame, but he should have been more careful. Aval hech the kovich al bezis loy, he shouldn't have to pay at all. Kamash alam peshayahu. That even though if you do it for free, you take if you do it for free, you're potter. But if you're negligent, a negligent is like a mazik and you're chayiv, like a shem chidim and you're chayiv. Says Gemara. See on the bottom of the page. Yeah. Says Gemara. Yeah. Rabbi Chaim Bar Guri came over to Shmuel asking a question. Now, Shmuel was very sharp today, this day, but I don't know why you look at him over here. He asked him the following. He says, Rabbi Chaim Bar Guri came over to Shmuel asking a question. Now, Shmuel was very sharp today, this day, Umen, if he was a tradesman, obviously he had a right to shech because he knew what he was doing. Then potter, sounds like he's potter completely. Hedge, if you're an ordinary person, chayiv. But then it says, v'im nois is chad, and if you paid, then ben ebenu chayiv, even an umen is chayiv. If you paid him, then he's chayiv because he should be more responsible. But it's clearly that if he didn't pay him, it's unfair to share that you're potter. And you just said before that if he didn't pay him, he's chayiv up shir. Amalei, you know what Shmuel said to him? La'akem moiche chasa. You came here to confuddle me. In other words, your brain is confuddled, befuddled. Dirty water. Dirty water. Yeah, it's all mixed up. In other words, you ask me a silly question. Awesome, Hurabon. Another rabbi came along, didn't know about this question. Come easily, asked the same question. Umle hashen now shoklin mayde shoklin chabrich. You have this. You picked up the same disease as your friend picked up. I'm telling you why you guys are all mixed up. I'm telling you, Rab Meir, my whole din here is according to Rab Meir. We come to lead Rabbi, you told me Rabbanan. And the Gemara itself doesn't even know what the Shmuel's talking about. What Meir? What Rabbanan? So even though we finally work out which a Meir Rabbanan is, he had tightness to meet him why they couldn't figure it out on their own. So he was pretty in a sharp mood that day. Am I like Dayak and Mili? Why didn't you listen carefully to my words? When the Rav says something, Shmuel says something, you got to listen to every word. What did I say? I said Chani Oim, and I said Maziku Poishayu. I called them both. And I said Nase Ko Oim Eloi Shocheli Mekan Veshocheli Mekan. I told you to check on one side, check on the other side. What do you think I added all this for? My Isle Hais, man Isle Hais, who holds this Svara? That you have to be extra careful, Rav Meir. The mayor is the one who holds it. I'm going to be boiling me in Afshay. The mayor is the one who holds it. You have to be extra careful. The mayor is the one who has to be extra careful. The mayor holds it. If I gave it to you for free, you still have to chayiv for a pesheya. But the rabbanon holds that even if I gave it to you for free, then you're not chayiv. We halachic like a mayor. What's going on here? Hi, the mayor. Which of the mayors is Shmuel talking about? The mayor itself doesn't know. Elaim Ohara made the following that now we learned. We see that Meir is more cautious and he has to be more careful than anyone else. Koshoru, Baila bin Maisida, the Bailam tied him with a rope. The Nob of Fonagro, and he closed the door properly. The Yotze went out, he caused damage. Bain Tabimur, Chayiv did a Meir holds. Even though you did all the right things, it's not enough. You had to take extra precautions and hustle. Is that what Meir talking about? You have to be extra careful, so that even though you're doing the guy a favor, but if you're Peshe, you're Chayiv. Hosom Bikrei Pligi, did the Agin Psukim. Elohara made the following that made it. Now we learned. Litzvoya le odom. How you do to color red with tzavay shachar and you color black. Shachar, how you do color black with tzavay edom and he colored red. Rameyer says, Noisin like the maid simra. He has to pay the money for the wool because, like, you're ganif. Luchayda, is that to Rameyer? You have to be extra careful. Because, no, I did you a favor. I did you a favor and you're holding me responsible. Hasabiyadayim. It wasn't a pesheya. It wasn't like negligent. I ruined it. I did a biyadayim. In other words, I deliberately changed the instructions because I thought I know better what you like than what you like yourself. It's not like shchita, you're shechting, and it automatically something happened wrong and it became treif. My hand didn't go fast enough, whatever, it was smooth enough. But here, you deliberately changed it. How do you get it?
It's even worse than a...
Yes, that's what a mayor holds in chayv. You can't, what does that have to do with a guy who soon comes on a favor and pesheh? How do you know that you have to pay? Which Amei is that? Elohad Amei. The father Amei is not me learn. Nishbun Akad, you're walking down the street and your barrel broke. But Leisilki, you didn't pick it up straight away. Nafla Gamla, Vele Midor, your camel fell down the ground. You didn't pick it up straight away. Somebody else fell over it, tripped over it, and got hurt. If anything happens, you're responsible. You should have removed it straight away. You put it. We said the Benisko Peshe Pli, they're arguing whether if you slipped, are you considered not negligent if you didn't clean up straight away? So we see the Amei, it takes negligence a step further than the Rabban. The Rabban, although you're not negligent, the whole thing was an accident. Even though you could have cleaned it up, it's not called negligence. And a mayor, that also is called negligence. So the chayyim, the mayor is more protective. That's the mayor we're talking about. So that's what Rabbi Yechon is saying. According to that mayor, who expands the definition of pshia, it doesn't only mean that you were directly negligent, but if something happened and you didn't take precautions, enough precautions, is also considered pasheya. Then that's what Rabbi Shmuel was saying, that even though you're doing the guy a favor, you're shechting an animal for him, but if you were a pesheya, you weren't careful enough, you are responsible, even though you're a sheikh, good sheikh. But if you got paid, then no matter what the story is, you're responsible, even if it was an accident, because you're a shemes sacher, because you got paid. Shemes sacher is someone who gets paid for watching it. You should have watched it, and therefore, if it's an accident, you're chayv, unless it was an oinus, a real oinus. Now the Gemara goes further. Rabbi Yechanan says, if a sheikhid, a tradesman, ruined his chayiv, afilu hu umen ketavchei tzepoiri, even if he's an expert, like somebody who shechted a lot of birds, even someone like that, or like Yeshai, or like the sheikhtim of tzepoiri, who are all experts, even so, it doesn't matter. No matter what, you're not indemnified. There's no indemnity. Says the Gemara, me Amar Rabbi Yechanan hachi, va Amar Rabba Baba Chana, uv da habe kamei, once happened the story of Rabbi Yechanan, bechnishtu the moin in the gathering place in the city of Moin. The Va'amala Zil Icy Raya, and this story happened, the Sheikh had actually ruined it, and he told me, oh, he told the Sheikh, Icy Raya, the Mamchid Latarno Gaelin, bring me a Raya, bring some kind of certificate that you're an expert, and I'll exonerate you. So we see that he says an expert is Potter. Now we don't know if he to pay money, didn't pay money, but we see an expert is Potter, and you just told me you're going to be hold that if you're that even if you're an expert, if you ruined it, you're Chayiv. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, kam bechine kam bezchar. If you did it umzist, if you did it bezchar, you gotta pay regardless. The story, the first Rabbi Yechanan, when he said that even though you're an expert, you gotta pay if you ruined it, you got paid. And because you got paid, you're a shei mesachar. Shei mesachar is chayv. But in the case when he told the sheikh, prove me that you're an expert, I'll let you go, is talking about when he did it for free. But if you're not an expert, then you had no right to shecht. You should have told the guy, hey, I'm not 100% sure that I'll shecht it properly. You have to warn the guy. You know, if you're giving someone advice, and anything, you have to, if you're not an ex-professional, you must, in fact, the Chinuch writes, and it brought down in Halacha as well, that if you give someone advice, it's a big machlekes, you know, the Fa'ilah said, I'll give bad advice. What about if I thought it was good advice? It turned out to be bad. Okay. But what about if I'm not an expert in this field? The machlekes then, but I meant well, but I'm not an expert. I'm giving you financial advice in which stocks to invest, but I'm not an expert in stocks. What's it din then? Am I able to either? They got to pay it back. Big machlekes. Because I should have, according to many, I should have told you before, I'm not an expert, this is what I heard, it's your achrais.
Isn't that why we clap in Yoatz Nura?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but you meant well, you're not deliberately trying to cheat the guy, but this is what you heard in the grapevine? You, exactly, you're not an expert. The question is not other say... Okay. Rab Zeda came up with a beautiful idea. He said, if you want to make sure that if you ask someone to do something for you a favor, you want to make sure they take full responsibility. Give him $1. We'll give him $1. The moment you give him $1, he's a Shem Asacha now. And he's Chayiv. If he does it for free, you can't really have tainus to him unless it's Mamish Pesheh. Now, the Machlekes and Poskim, do you actually have to give him $1 or just say, I'll give you $1? The moment you turn it into a payment, even though. True, but even if you have Aidim, I said, I'll give you $1, but I didn't actually give you. Is that already considered payment or not? Machlekes and Poskim. Even the Kavanah, the question is that already enough to make him a Shem Asachar? He didn't give me anything yet. Anyway, the
yeah, but okay,
that's
I don't want to go to the expo because the expert charges me $50 an hour, and this is my friend who'll do it to me.
I am naive, and I see you walking around giving people advice. I think you know what you're talking about. Whose responsibility is to know that you don't know what you're talking about? You telling me or me?
You're a big boy, you should know it.
Meisve, I'll ask you a question. Somebody took wheat, transported it to be ground. And the way you normally grind wheat is you have to first soften it up. So you put it into boiling hot water, softens it up for a few seconds, and then you grind it. It makes it easier to grind. But if you don't do that, then it's very hard to crush it, and very hard, it falls apart. It's lousy. So he brought wheat to the guy, and the guy missed one step in the operation. And he forgot to do that letisa. So what happened? Instead of turning out to the good flour he wanted, it turned into bran. Oymursin, another kind of flour which is a really poor quality because it missed one step. Those are kind of a brand, but one is thicker, one is thinner. Or he brought flour to a baker and he said, look, make me bread, but instead of making the good bread, he made bread that falls apart. As soon as you hold it in your hand, it falls apart because he missed out a step. Forgot to put the eggs in or whatever. Missed out something. Or behemah letavach, he brought a behemah to a sheikhid, and nivla became an avela. In all these cases, chayiv is chayiv. Why? Because he's like he's a wage, and therefore he's a neisachar. He's chayiv for gneiv aveda. So the chayde sounds like even for free, What are you telling me that for free? He's not chayiv unless it was a pshia. Here it's selling him for free. Says the Gemara, aim up nation noise socher. Not that it's like he tak is on his socher. So in the case we actually paid him. Yeah. What happens? A guy was shechting. Now you're supposed to shech through the windpipe, the trachea, and through the esophagus. And the windpipe has these notches, these rings. And as he's going through the ring, in middle, he instead of going across, right across, he by mistake turned up a little bit. That's called hagrama. We'll learn the chulim. That's one of the psulim of shechita. He did hagrama. Yeah. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the animal is still kosher, and according to Chum, it's not kosher. So what happened was, Ahum Megramasa, those are the camera, and now we don't eat it. Okay, came to Rav, but we came to Rav as a shayla. First of all, is the animal kosher or not? Tarfa, he made treif. In other words, he did not follow Yehuda, he said, this is treif. And then, Upatr the Tevach, and despite the fact that the Sheikh just made treif, he said to the Sheikh, you're Patr. Milushlumi to pay the damage, paying money. Pogubei Rav Kahana Ravasi. Rav Kahana Ravasi met Bahu Gav, that person. Omrile, they said to him, you know what? Oh, now this is a very interesting one here. Ovid Boch Rav Tarti. Rav did two avulus over here. Actually, Mor doesn't know Yavut. He did two things. My Tarti, what two things? Do you mean two avulus? He did two wrong things because he passed in two psakim that are contradictory because of like this. Ile Matarti Legidus are two wrong things. The boy Leilach should have Yehuda. He first of all, he made the animal treif. He should have said it's kosher because we followed Rabbi Yisrael by Yehuda. And the second thing is, and instead of a Torah, he made treif. Number one, that's a loss. Second thing is, and if he held like the Rabban that's treif, then the Sheikhid did the wrong thing. So why doesn't he charge the Sheikhid for what he messed up? The boyle chiyuv l'tavche. Manu Sheikh, he did the wrong thing here. That's what they said. If that's it can't be, why not? Now, this is very interesting, it says here. Were they allowed to say that? Were they allowed to say that? But Tanya, we learned, when a Bezin rules, you know, and there's a dissenting opinion, when you walk out of the Bezin, there's no way that this dissenter is allowed to tell the defendant, you lost, sorry, I was on your side, but the two were against me. You're not allowed to say that. When a Psa comes out of Bezin, it's unanimous. And you know why you're not allowed to say that? I'm the dissenting view, and I was supporting you, but my friends, they overruled me. You can't say that. They overruled me. You know who? This is called Rechilas Lashon Hara, telling the secrets from the room. Nobody has to know. It's unanimous, that's a psak. That is this. So you know what the Gemara is saying over here? I mean, it's an unbelievable thing. When a Rav Paskins, once he gave the psak out, other people can't say, oh, the Rav is, I'm not modest, or the Rav is wrong. Once the psak is out, it's Heulich Rachel, because the guy has to follow it anyway. The guy is not allowed to go to another Rav. He has to follow it. And if you're going to go and say that the Rav is wrong, you're passing wrong everything else to the guy. And if you go to the Rav and tell the Rav, hey, why did you say this? Well, that's one thing. Yeah. That's a good thing. But if you go into the guy and say the Rav did wrong, that's Heulich Rachel, you got to say, you're not allowed to do that. It's a new halacha here. From right here, we learn that. And the Tartilim al Yusa, so it couldn't be that that's what he said. But he was saying his two nice things about the Rav. For why? First of all, look how they spin. You wonder how you spin? This is called a political spin. The Rav made the animal treif. What's good about that? Now he just lost his money. He can't eat the animal. It's undeed, right? He said, look, it's a good thing. You know, if he would have eaten the animal, according to the Chachamim, it's treif. So he saved you from a suffix of Yisr. Thank him. And the second thing is, you didn't get reimbursed for the loss. It's a good thing, because maybe the sheikh didn't have to pay you, and if you were taking the money, you'd have been a ganef. He saved you from being a ganef. And he stopped you from being a safek zayla, because if the halach of the animal is kosher, then the sheikh didn't have to pay you. So in other words, that's called political spin. Everything bad turns into good. This is a chush. We'll stop here.